22-year-old Reem Jawi is full of confidence as she performs on stage in Sydney's inner west suburb of Marrickville. But that wasn't the case for the Eritrean-Australian singer a year ago.
I was really drained and really confused about what had just happened. Like, my world just went kind of the opposite way around. But, I mean, my faith in my music has got me through, and my family has got me through this time of my life.
At 21 and suffering a mental illness, she ended up homeless for 9 months.
I was couch surfing, and actually I didn't even know that I was, like, homeless. I think it's from coming from a culturally diverse background. I mean, a lot of other factors as well, but it's not really spoken about.
According to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, there are 44,000 homeless people under the age of 25 across the country every day. The latest Mission Australia report into youth mental health and homelessness found those with a probable serious mental illness are 3.5 times more likely than their peers to become homeless. Mission Australia program manager Diana Jazzik says there are several factors that can lead to youth homelessness.
It's a combination of complex issues. It could be mental health, it could be unemployment, it could be family and domestic violence, it could be substance misuse.
Ms. Jazzik says the significance of the issue is often forgotten.
With youth homelessness, it's very hidden. In the fact that many of them are couch surfing as well, so it is quite an issue for us, and it's very important that we're able to provide early intervention and support to those young people.
Fortunately, Reem was able to seek help. Her caseworker discovered she had a passion for gospel music and recommended she join Mission Australia's Sounds of the Streets program in Sydney. For 6 months, under the guidance of industry experts, Reem and 13 other students composed and professionally recorded their own songs. All of the students have overcome extraordinary challenges such as homelessness, family breakdown and mental illness to launch their first album called Tips. Reem says it has been a life-changing experience.
It was a big blessing to get into this, and, like, I mean, the people here are amazing. Staff, the teachers, the people I've met, like, I've made good friends. So it's been an amazing experience.
Diana Jazzik says they have seen a positive transformation in Reem.
She's gained a great deal of confidence. Her self-esteem has increased. She has a beautiful voice, a talented musician. Those artistic skills have been harnessed and developed.
Reem is now getting her life back on track. She's living in temporary accommodation and has been inspired to pursue a diploma of counselling.